Sally Ann's Unusual Life, Martin Costa. First published 2024. Copyright AB, Discovery 2024. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, transmitted in any form, by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording or otherwise, without the prior written permission of the publisher and author. Any resemblance to any person, either living or dead, or actual events, is a coincidence. Waking up. Sally Ann awoke that morning, as the sun began to shine through the windows of her nursery. The curtains were still closed, but the bright early morning light lit up her nursery in a warm and comforting way. Sally Ann was determined by her mummy to be around 12 months old in behavior and inner identity, despite her adult male body. But Sally Ann was all girl and all baby. Of that there was no doubt. She reached up with her mittened hand and touched the switch for the baby mobile that hung above her cot, and it began to spin. This brought an instant grin, and she began to giggle slightly, her dummy remaining firmly in her mouth. Her tongue automatically traced around the atypical shape of her dummy. Unlike a regular dummy, this one was shaped like the head of an adult penis, a shape that worked remarkably well in comforting the adult baby girl, a dummy that was rarely out of her mouth. Sally Ann sat up slowly and reached out for her teddy bear, a brown fluffy bear that had suffered many wettings and soilings in her life as Sally Ann's near-constant play companion. Kitty, the bear's name given a year earlier, was washed 2 to 3 times a week because of Sally Ann's wet and dirty nappies and the activities she pursued almost daily. Mummy kept a private and hidden stock of replacements for Kitty that Sally Ann was unaware of. Being the close companion of a wet and dirty baby like Sally Ann took its toll on teddy bears, just as it did on clothing, crib sheets, pillows, and of course Sally Ann's nappies and plastic pants. The new nursery was only a few months old after Mummy and her baby girl had moved to a larger, more expensive home, where she could have not just a nursery, but a full playroom as well, a place she spent a lot of time. The home had 3 bathrooms with 3 toilets, but the toilets themselves were almost never used. Sally Ann was the toilet and had been for a few years, and her abilities and behaviors had grown into the task of being both a perfectly appropriate 12-month-old baby girl, but also a human toilet. A facility for pee, poo, cum, and even at times menstrual pads and tampons. And Sally Ann handled it all with both skill and talent. Yes, she had been trained, well trained in fact, but the baby girl was a natural at all of it. She was probably always a toilet even when young, but only for herself. She had never stopped wetting her bed, and never potty trained for pee. And even though potty training for poo had been imposed on her as a child and teenager, she gave it up after reverting to full-time nappies and quickly lost her bowel control. It simply didn't interest her, nor did she see the point of toilets, and so her body reverted to who she really was inside, a baby. She wore big thick nappies all the time, and they were more than capable of handling the biggest mess. And not just from herself. Her nappies could and frequently did contain the pee and poo of others. And it wasn't just something she did at specific times for events or particular reasons. She lived the life of a human toilet, and her mummy and her new nanny both used her nappy for their toileting each and every day as if it were the most normal thing in the world. And to her it was.